Do you like the idea of being a guest on more podcasts? I certainly do. What's good? It's Rob Cressy. And what I want to do is share some insight into my process for how I've been able to get booked on 24 podcasts in the last year by leveraging a virtual assistant and an oh-so-simple outreach messaging system that I created on my end. So I've been in this podcasting game for more than 8 years. I've published over 1,000 podcast episodes, and it's something that lights me up inside. I love connecting with guests or other hosts or the audience itself, certainly because I'm very value-driven in all that I do. I love to help other people. It's what my business and brand is built around. So for the longest time, I've had podcasting agencies reaching out to me, pitching their clients to be guests on my show. And this happens every single day. And 99% of the people that reach out to me, I don't even open their email. Why? Because I can see it from a mile away. It is inauthentic. It is canned. And there is nothing attention grabbing about what they do. And for anybody else who's been a podcast host, if and when you open up those emails, they're super long and the majority of them have nothing to do with your podcast. So it's very much a spray and pray approach. But every now and then, there is one or two that do things correctly that stand out. And in those instances, I take note. I was like, man, what did they do to actually capture my attention, to even get me to open the email, to want me to then click and say, yeah, I'm down for connecting with that person, bring them on board. And then the next step of this becomes in building the relationship with this person, I'm like, hey, by the way, how much are you paying this agency to book you? Because I don't charge anything for the few guests that come on my show. And typically they're like, $150 or $250 an episode, and they're doing this once a week or multiple times, so they're paying an agency thousands of dollars to get them booked on podcasts. And one of the things that so many people, myself included, love about being a guest on a podcast, one, it's super simple to do. You can literally show up and talk about yourself, and as we love to say, everybody loves to talk about themselves. Two, it can help grow your business because if you get on the right podcast and it's aligned to who you are and what you do, and you're sharing a message that helps other people, then of course, good things are going to come from you. And then when you rinse and repeat this over and over and over again, you will start to see an increase in brand lift, new followers, and then hopefully new clients as well. And last year, I went from being the podcast host to saying, you know what? I'm going to invest in being a guest in creating a system. But I knew it had to be so much easier than paying an agency thousands of dollars. Because I'm on the receiving end of this, I know what not to do. So I sat there and I said, you know what? I'm going to reverse engineer this system and create one for myself and see what I can do. And that's how I was able to get 24 podcasts booked in a year, very effortlessly, and I won't bury the lead. I was able to do so at under $20 per booking, and I believe the number was actually 11, but I just used $20 a booking just to be safe because it was a very efficient process on my end. So what I'm going to do is share a little insight into the system that I created and how it can help you. And oh, by the way, if this is something that you're interested in, I encourage you to go to podcastpitchpro.com. I've spent the last month refining and packaging up what I'm about to share with you. But if you're looking to get booked on more podcasts, go to podcastpitchpro.com. So the first thing that you do is you say, all right, what is my first outreach message? The very first touch point. And the number one thing that all the agencies do incorrectly is they make it super long, as if somehow as a podcast host, I need 38 pages of background about this person. No, I've got about 2 seconds to be able to understand and grasp who you are and if this is someone that I want to have on my show. So seeing that, I put together a messaging that was about 3 sentences long. Boom, it's personalized. It says, the name of the podcast host and the host and the name of their show. Number two, I've got two links in there, one to my website and one to a blog post that is value-driven. And I sort of make it very attractive and value-driven, saying, hey, I want to put Rob Cressy on your radar. And then number three, the last thing that I do is I attach my one-page PDF speaker bio. And in doing so, formulaically, I've got three touch points where someone can dive deeper. And this is where the agencies fail. They throw all of that in their first email. I encourage putting links to various resources for yourself in there. So if they want a deeper dive, all they got to do is click that. So you do that, you design your email headline to make that attractive. So that's the first touch point. And in sales, and I've been a sales pro for the last two decades, we know that the gold is in the follow-up. So the next step of this is designing a follow-up sequence, because we know the majority of people do not respond on the first message. And certainly we all know that email can get very crowded. I barely even use email myself. If you know me, it's DMs or texts or Discord or Slack. I'm almost never in email, but this process works well for email. So you design a simple three-touch outreach system, and in each one, you make it value-driven, because the next place where agencies massively fail is they will just say, did you get my email, or making sure you saw this, or bringing this to the top of your inbox. And you can see this in the little email preview window as the very first line, and that's how it becomes an immediate delete. Because I'm like, come on, dog, that's like entry-level sales follow-up. You know immediately that you're just trying to ping, ping, ping. The fail in this is that they're not value-driven or creative or unique in what they're doing. Once again, we're going to keep our formula very concise. Short emails, three, maybe four sentences top. And one of the things that I love to do is give them my best lead magnet. So for example, one of the things that's in my messaging is my guide to creating a morning routine that you love. And this is for when I'm reaching out to entrepreneurial or personal growth or mindset related podcasts. So I say, hey, I know that this is going to be in alignment with how they get down. This lead magnet works for my audience and my clients, likely will for them as well. So it's a gift, and boom, that's all I'm doing in this is saying, hey, wanted to give you my best thing. And I'm paraphrasing here. Would love to jam on your podcast and talk a little bit more about this if you're interested. And you do this in a variety of three emails. And then the next one is a little bit more salacious, where I share a story that I have of how my mindset changed my life when I had my near-death experience running the DC Marine Corps Marathon. So now all of a sudden, I'm coming out being like, hey, I've got a story about having a near-death experience where my mindset saved my life. Now, as a podcast host, you've given me some intrigue, being like, whoa, this is not something that someone has every single day. Boom, in and out, two sentences just like this. And then a third one, you follow the same formula and you say, all right, what else of value can I do? The next thing you do in this process is you space out the follow-up sequence. And the reason for this, instead of just going back to back to back to back 4 days in a row, is as a host and a creator and entrepreneur and business owner, we live full lives. I'm also a husband and a father. I work out. I do a lot of different things. So if I don't see something or get to something today, it doesn't mean that tomorrow is the best time to hit me back up. So I created a cadence where, hey, once a week, ping, once a week, ping, once a week, ping. Why does this work? Because for a lot of people, maybe you're working on a sprint or a specific project this week where you're not even in email. And last week was a perfect example of this for me, where my plate was full, where I had meetings on Monday and they were fantastic. And today, one of the things I'm going to do that I get to do is respond to some of those emails as follow-up. So for me, if you tried to hit me up in the last week, you weren't getting a response because I was head down working on some big projects. So a once a week time frame, now we're cooking with gas. This also allows people who are on vacation or who have something else going on in their life to where you're not this persistent bug, but there is consistent awareness. So now we've got the messaging sequence right there. And that foundationally is the meat of what you're looking to leverage in getting booked on more podcasts. But where a lot of people run into challenges is there's two things, time and money. Number one, spending the time to figure all of this out yourself. And one of the quotes that I love that I use often with podcasting is uncertainty leads to inaction. If you don't know what to do, you're not likely to do anything. So the best thing that you can do in getting booked on more podcasts is to have a system that is easy for you to repeat. And that's why I bring in a virtual assistant to execute this thing for me. And all I've got to do, or all that I get to do, is put the messaging in place and then have them run that system for me. So number one is time. And if you're trying to figure this out on your own or manually do it and sending these emails yourself, it's going to take a lot of time. And then the number two thing is building your initial messaging. And yeah, we've got the messaging sequence that I just shared with you, but we've also got your speaker bio. We've also got, do you have a one pager or do you have a speaker reel? And right now I'm speaking to the highest level of you in a brand and you being a world-class thought leader and speaker and podcast guest, because that's how we get down. And like everybody else, I started at zero. So in this journey, I didn't have any of these assets until I did. So slowly but surely, I was looking into how in the world do you create a speaker bio? Because I want to start speaking from stage. So I started to create the formula for that. And then I had my design team say, hey guys, let's put this together. Here's some examples that I've been sent from speakers. I like these. Let's do some of these elements. So boom, I've got my one-page speaker bio, and then from the times that I'm speaking on stage or doing podcasts, I had that put together, a speaker reel for that. You don't need all of these things, but I'm showing you what I'm bringing to the table to get booked on more podcasts easily, and this is something that every single day, week, month, year, you can slowly start adding this to your creator or speaker tool belt. To where, all right, you know what? Step one, I'm going to create my messaging sequence. And then step two, you know what? I'm going to get a one-page bio or a speaker bio. And then later on down the road, I'll get my speaker reel. And once you have these things, these are all foundational elements. And the more that you can leverage these things for credibility, the better it's going to be and the easier it's going to be for you to get booked on more podcasts. And quite frankly, this same system works on if you want to land more speaking engagements, you're just going to change the direction of who your team is reaching out to. So now that we've got all of our assets, the next thing that we want to do is say, all right, let's start getting targeted on who we're reaching out to. So what I do is I have my team reach out to podcasts around entrepreneurship, personal growth, and mindset, the worlds that I live and operate in. And from there, boom, now we've created that list. We go ahead, we've got a Google Sheet, or you can use Asana or Trello or whatever it is to organize this. Boom, now we've got our messaging sequence. Now we've got our database. And now we have a very structured and systematic manner for how we do our outreach process. And here's the best part. When someone finally says yes, my virtual assistant has a link to my calendar to where they can book it for me. So all I have to do is show up for the podcast, do a little research about the show and the podcast host. That way I can go in building rapport and be an amazing podcast guest. And boom, I live in the world of I live in the zone of genius of what I want to do. Be on more podcasts, spread more love, spread more magic. Help more people. Does that sound like something that you're interested in? I know I did, and it was great. And this is something that is completely scalable by design. So your ability to book as many podcasts as you want is all up to your virtual assistant or someone on your team doing more outreach for you to book more shows. For me, with all that I had going on in my life and in my business, I said, you know what? I'm cool with having a new podcast every other week. That's how I had 24 over the course of the year, which is just two a month. That's really not much. If you have a book launch or you're on a speaking tour or you have a product that you're selling, not that I'm encouraging people to only go because you're selling, but if you have something where you want to get more awareness on what you're doing, then you say, man, imagine turning up the heat on this thing where instead of 24 over the course of the year, what if I did one a week so I've got 52? Or what if I did two a week so now I've got 100? Is that realistic? 100%, because in the end, these conversations take only 30 minutes or an hour. So if you were to book two episodes a week every single week of the year, that's only really taking you 2 hours to execute this. Your team in this system does all the legwork with you or for you. Best of all, you're not paying an agency thousands of dollars because you brought this in all in-house. And with me being a master creator, I'm always thinking about systems because systems scale. And I learned that the hard way because I wasn't a systems person until I became a systems person. So I can either pay thousands of dollars and just get a few podcast episodes booked for myself, or I can create the system, I can run the system, I can teach someone how to do the system for me, and then I can do this and use this forever for podcasts as well as for speaking engagements and or anybody else that you want to build a relationship with. And that in a nutshell is my podcast pitch pro system, where if this sounds like something you're interested in, go to podcastpitchpro.com. It's been a game changer for me. And I've spent, like I said, the last month or so refining this. So I went from, all right, I've got all of this system and process written down on my end for how my team can execute it. Now I get to bring this to market and make this more polished and do things like this podcast or be more specific in how I'm executing this. So what I went ahead and did is I created a Google folder that breaks down every step of this process from one, the entire process that you give your VA or your team member. Number two, a document for just the first messaging outreach, a document for your three-step follow-up, a document for your speaker bio, because you know all podcast hosts are going to say, hey, can you send me a quick bio about yourself? Also, make sure to include all of your social media links because we don't want to keep doing this over and over again where we're going to recreate it. Create it once, rinse and repeat. And then I also share sort of my formula for how I create my speaker bio and my one pager and what that looks like. And my encouragement for you is copy everything that I'm doing because I've already done it. And that's why I created this and that's why I'm offering this system for you is I want to help speed up your journey so you can get booked on more podcasts. And so often in life, when there's a need or something that I want in my life, I'll just go ahead and create it for myself. And I'm like, man, I wonder if anybody else would love to get booked on 24 podcasts this year. If so, here's how I did it. So I know this works. I'm going to keep doing this into perpetuity. And I'm now just offering this up for you because if you have something inside of you that can help even one person, then it is your duty to share it with the world. And I know I hear from so many people, I help people launch podcasts easily. And one of the hesitations for so many people is around commitment. You know what, Rob? I just have so much going on right now. I just don't want to commit to launching a podcast. But I love the idea of being a podcast guest. I can just show up and do my thing. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to create that for those people. Because eventually, once you become a guest on so many other people's podcasts, you're going to say, why am I not just running my own podcast and building this world for myself? Because podcasting and content creation and building an omnipresent brand has been an absolute game changer in my life for growing my business, for increasing my awareness, for building more relationships. How in the world do you think I have such a vast network? Because I'm a go-giver. I bring people on my show. I create so much free content. I do speaking engagements. So many things. Because I've got the systems and processes to where I can execute them easily and efficiently and consistently. Because that's the biggest challenge in this for so many people. Once again, if you don't know what to do, you're not likely to do something. And if you're not doing that, there's a lack of consistency where you're just going to sit there in your brain and be like, oh man, I would love to be a guest on shows, but I just don't know where to start or what to do. And maybe you send out an email or two, but you don't see a response. But guess what? What people fail to realize is the first message is just the start of the process. So now once you've got these other three messages, you can be unromantic about all of this because you can say, hey, I've got a system and a process. And I know the more that I run this, the more podcasts that I'll get booked on. So you're not sitting there tripping, running so hot because one person didn't get back to you. You say, all right, moving on to the next, moving on to the next, moving on to the next, because you never know when people are going to get back to you. You can say, Rob, well, what do you do after your first message and then your three messages from the follow-up sequence? You can do whatever you want. You can try a new keyword, or you can create another messaging sequence. What I'm doing is helping you get this party started in building your systems and processes to where now you can start thinking differently about relationships. Because maybe if someone doesn't get back to you in those first four messages, you say, all right, let me follow them on social media and start interacting with them. Then you slide into their DMs. Who knows? There's literally infinite possibilities. I encourage you, think about your system and process for how you do everything. And in this instance, this is the system and process for how to get booked on more podcasts. So that's what I got for you today. I'm super excited because this just launched. I put a lot of effort into this to get to this point. And that's the good news for you because you don't have to spend months figuring this out because I just did. So go to podcastpitchpro.com. I'm telling you, this is a game changer. And I'd love to hear from you. How many podcasts would you love to get booked on before the end of this year or heading into next year? You can hit me up on all social media platforms at Rob Cressy. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.